Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, editorial director with Week.com. And joining me is Chris Caton, senior vice president of research with industrial REIT Prologis, to talk a little bit about some of Prologis's latest research projects. Chris, how are you doing?
Doing very good. Thanks very much.
Well, I want to start off looking at one of your latest reports here. And you write that there are five new trends that are shaping real estate development. Can you tell us, what are they?
Yeah, happy to. So 2015 is the fifth year in a row of demand greater than supply, and 2016 seems to be shaping up like it could be the sixth. You know, this has actually never happened before, so it's natural to say that, the deep recession we had from the global financial crisis should lead to a protracted recovery. And it has, but it also hasn't worked out necessarily the same way in other sectors. Strong demand has been a factor. Trends like e-commerce are shaping the cycle. But supply has also been measured. And as you point out, we've identified five trends. And they're, you know, the first is a basic consolidation and institutionalization in real estate. And that's not just in industrial and logistics real estate. Fewer and larger developers in the space, and that's been shaping how development takes place. And the second factor is we're seeing a greater degree of risk aversion. You know, the global financial crisis is certainly casting a long shadow, and that's shaping the amount of risk and the types of risk that the players in the space want to take or are willing to take. The third trend is new lending constraints, and this is a combination of new regulations from Basel III around how risk capital is treated and the amount of risk that the banks can take. But it's also just about their business mix and their preference to work with these larger institutions and the amount of risk they want to take. They certainly have choice in terms of whether it's for whole loans, existing stabilized assets, or for development. You know, the fourth, and this one is tougher to see if you're outside the industry rather than inside the industry, it's just a tighter talent pool. You actually have to reach back to the 1980s where there was a vibrant development community. And the subsequent cycles, you know, the 1990s was even though it was an extended cycle, a brief development phase, you know, a couple of years, and then certainly the last cycle, only 3-4 years of really active development. So as we look over the last 25 years, there's been, you know, more years of very little development than there have been a very active development, and that's led to the talent to exit the real estate industry or pursue other options, the development talent to exit the the development industry or go to other sectors. And then the last is almost my business, the research and business. There's better information in the real estate community today, and so that helps investment committees and developers make smarter choices and also pursue that greater degree of risk aversion. So those would be the five points.
And when I talk to real estate analysts and investors right now, one of the hot topics is at where are we exactly in the real estate cycle? But you write that this real estate cycle is different from some of its predecessors. Can you explain what you mean?
Yeah, I think there are a few things that can be discussed on this. I think first and foremost, this cycle, what makes it different is its strength and its momentum. Vacancy rates are at all-time lows. Rental rates have been driven up pretty significantly in the last 3 or 4 years. And so when you look at operations today, in-place rents are farther below market than ever before, and that creates pretty sizable and visible NOI growth opportunity. I think that's something that's going to play out for several years. So what might the next few years look like? I think we're going to start to talk about the length of this cycle. It's something we're certainly thinking about pretty carefully. You know, if you look at the last cycle, you know, 2000s, we had about 2 to 3 years of recovery and 2 to 3 years of expansion. And that's basically what we've had so far in this cycle. And I think it makes sense to be prudent and cautious and monitoring risk pretty carefully. But, you know, I'm the director of research here. And I'd also like to point out the longer history. We studied the economic cycles for the world's top 15 economies stretching back to 1970, so nearly 50 years, to gauge the length of economic cycles and expansions. And when you take that longer view, you know, economic cycles can last 7 to 10 years. If you remember the cycles in the U.S. in the 1980s and the 1990s, that's how long they lasted. And so I think we need to be, when we think about the length of this cycle, we need to be vigilant and think about our most recent cycle in the 2000s and how long that lasted, but also see the potential for a much longer cycle. And so I think we'll start to talk about the length of this cycle more and more.
And how do you see real estate companies adapting to this change in the real estate cycle?
Yeah, I think it's about patient execution and monitoring risks. I think the last cycle was especially volatile, and it caught a lot of the industry off guard. And so it's about focusing on taking, measuring your risks and being very thoughtful and providing high quality service to your customers.
And lastly, what about supply and demand dynamics in the current market? I mean, how would you describe them?
Yeah, I would call it. It's been a nice, steady expansion. As I mentioned, 2015 is the fifth year where demand was greater than supply. So 2016 might be a sixth year. And so vacancy rates have fallen below 6% in the United States, and you've got and that's among the lowest in history. And so it really is a very, very tight dynamic. I think in some senses, we're in a new place where demand is very healthy, very stable, vacancy rates all-time lows. I think we really need to see what's going to happen to rental rates here. I think there's a lot of competition among customers, particularly in the United States, particularly in the leading recovery economies where there's a lot of competition for space and customers are really willing to pay up for that. So it's very strong is how I describe it.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you joining us.
Hey, Alan, thank you very much for having me. My pleasure.
Again, our thanks to Chris Caton, Senior Vice President of Research with Prologis. And thank you all for joining us, too. For the Nareit Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.